Well, it's Sunday night. I spent all day editing a video and getting one project put to bed, really. That's been hanging around my neck for ages and ages and ages. And we've still got our diabetes calendar project to sort of get going, which means we're doing a newsletter. Every Sunday, we've been doing this. Is our fourth one, the newsletter has articles and information and bits of writing and reflections by some of the participants who are involved in the calendar project. This is nearly 50 people involved in putting together a male naked calendar. All the men who are participating are published UK poets, photographed by a different photographer each person, and accompanying that is a poem by published women poets. So you've got, if you imagine it, you've got a lovely naked nude picture along with some text, and that text is going to be a lovely poem, and it's going to be photographed by someone. So there's actually tons and tons of people. So we're really excited, and it's for a great cause, because some of you might know our little boy has got type 1 diabetes. So, and we found that last year. So as me and Vic, because we're kind of artist creative types, this is our way to try and raise some money. And we're raising it for JDRF, a charity who's looking for a cure, which would be really, really interesting for us to cure his type 1 diabetes, because it is a horrible disease. And also some raise awareness about that too. So that's what we're up to. Although we've got to a point tonight where we're supposed to be putting out the newsletter, and we can't really see because we're so tired. We can't really proofread it properly because we're just so exhausted with all the other bits and pieces we've got on today. So we're gonna put it to bed. We're gonna take ourselves to bed soon. It's 11:45 now. Having said that, our little boy's been he's just had a massive low as well. So we're trying to sort of make sure that he's okay and not gonna slip into a coma or anything like that. But his, so we've got bits and pieces to get on with. So I better go and sort all that out anyway. Bye.